Third straight day of solid gains on Wall Street. Stephanie Elam is in New York with a look at the markets and the rest of our business headlines. You're bringing us good luck, Stephanie.
I'm bringing you at least good news. I don't know if I'm the good luck, but good news. We'll take that, right?
Yeah,
well, it has to do with inflation, and it sparked today's rally. The consumer price index actually jumped 0.7% in May, but investors focused on what's known as the core rate. That strips out the volatile food and energy sectors, and it showed a minimal increase of just 0.1%. That indicates that the big jump in food and energy this year, it's not spilling over to other sectors of the economy. So let's take a look at the numbers as they finally settled out here. The Dow up 85 points, up better than 0.5% at 13,639. The NASDAQ better by 27 points. That's enough to push it over a gain of 1%. And the S&P 500 up 9 points, and that's solidly above 0.5% gain there as well. Now, taking a look at the Dow and the S&P, which have set a series of record highs recently, the NASDAQ is still 48% below the record it set way back in March of 2000, just before the internet bubble burst. So while we're seeing some gains, it's still, you know, it's not dot-com day.
You got to keep it sober, don't you?
I have to. I got to keep everything, you know, within realm of reality.
Okay. We appreciate that. Drugstores, the diet pills, there's a new one out there. Not necessarily new news, though, is it?
Well, right. It's called Allie. Some people have heard of it. And it's the first over-the-counter weight loss supplement approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Retailers across the country began offering the drug today. So this is the first time you can actually get it. And some early reports indicate the product is practically flying off the shelves. No surprise there. The pill is made by GlaxoSmithKline, which also sells the prescription version of the pill, which is Zenacal. So it's not really new, but this is the over-the-counter version. The drug maker is so excited about the over-the-counter version, it's spending a reported $150 million on advertising. The drug sells for approximately $1.80 a day. Experts have taken a wait-and-see approach regarding the diet drug. Some are skeptical about how effective an over-the-counter version of the prescription drug will be. Allie is supposed to work by blocking the amount of fat absorbed by the body. So maybe if you cut out one of those coffee drinks a day, it'll be cheaper for you to take the diet pill. I don't know.
That's right. Diet pill economics with Stephanie Elam. Right there.
It's going to be my podcast. Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
I'm just kidding.
Speaking of podcasts, let's talk. We can't have a discussion, right, as we work up to the introduction of the iPhone on the 29th. I think we've got like 15 days. So I understand we've got another iPhone angle. It's not only necessarily a winner for Apple, but also AT&T.
Right. This is all iPhone all the time for Richard. And if the iPhone is as big a success as many analysts expect it to be, AT&T would be a big winner. In order to get phone service, yeah, you'll have to subscribe to AT&T's wireless service. And that does not seem to be scaring away potential customers. A pair of new surveys shows that about two-thirds of mobile phone users who are interested in buying the iPhone are not AT&T customers now, but would be willing to make the switch. M-Metrics says T-Mobile has the most to be worried about since it has a lot of subscribers who are under the age of 25, and of course, that's likely to be a big iPhone customer base. The two versions of the iPhone will cost either $499 or $599, all about storage there. Still, Apple expects to sell 10 million of the devices by the end of next year, and I can pretty much guarantee that one will be going out 15 days to my friend Richard.
If I say it enough, I am hoping here, Stephanie, that something will happen. You got a big plan for the weekend?
I do. I'm going home to California.
Oh, I am too. We'll see.
You are?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
Okay, I'll look for you.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Stephanie Elam in New York. Thanks again.
Have a good one.
You too.